AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The pilot and four passengers of the Titan submersible are dead. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
The sliver of hope that remained for finding the five men alive on the Titan submersible was wiped away early Thursday when the Titan's 96-hour supply of oxygen was expected to run out. And the Coast Guard announced that debris had been found roughly 1,600 feet from the Titanic. Rear Admiral John Mauger.
The debris is consistent with a catastrophic implosion of the vessel.
Now, condolences to the families.
I can only imagine what this has been like for them. And I hope that this discovery provides some solace during this difficult time.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Abortion pills will remain legal in Wyoming for now. A judge has ruled that the state's first-in-the-nation law to ban them won't take effect July 1st as planned while a lawsuit proceeds. Judge Melissa Owens ruled attorneys for Wyoming failed to show that allowing the ban to take effect on schedule wouldn't harm the lawsuit's plaintiffs before their lawsuit can be resolved. President Biden says the U.S.-India relationship has never been stronger and rolled out new business deals with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi as human rights activists and American lawmakers question the administration's decision to honor the leader with a pomp-filled state visit. Biden says the U.S.-India relationship is one of the world's most consequential partnerships.
Together, we're unlocking a shared future of what I believe to be unlimited potential. And with this visit, we're demonstrating once more how India and the United States are collaborating on nearly every human endeavor and delivering progress across the board.
This is AP News. A Qatar investment group is buying into an American pro sports conglomerate. Gethin Coolball reports.
The Qatar Investment Authority is buying a roughly 5% stake of Monumental Sports and Entertainment, the parent company of the NBA's Washington Wizards, NHL's Washington Capitals, and WNBA's Washington Mystics, as part of a $4.05 billion deal, according to an AP source. It is believed to be the first time the government of Qatar is investing in U.S. professional sports. Sportico first reported the transaction, saying it is the first time any sovereign wealth fund has bought into ownership of an American sports team. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
A federal judge has imposed $5,000 fines on a group of lawyers after ChatGPT was blamed for their submission of fictitious legal research to support an aviation injury claim. The judge said the lawyers acted in bad faith, but credited their apologies in a written ruling Thursday. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.